From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. pledges more pressure on the Islamic State. The United States says it's stepping up its attacks against Islamic State or ISIL targets in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter telling U.S. lawmakers Tuesday there could be more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of dozens of hostages in Iraq.
Signaling that we won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
President Obama has so far ruled out the use of U.S. ground troops, but Senator John McCain says a more vigorous approach is needed beyond the Islamic State.
The struggle for power and sectarian identity now raging across the Middle East, the epicenter of which is Iraq and Syria. That is why ISIL exists today with the strength that it does, and this problem will only get worse the longer this conflict rages on.
Defense Chief Carter vowed to deliver a lasting blow to IS insurgents. The chairman of Tanzania's main opposition party Tuesday said he doesn't recognize the results announced so far in that country's election held Sunday because of what he called widespread rigging. Freedom Mbo is chairman of the Chadema party.
There's a lack of transparency completely, and it's our expectation that the international observers' report should never be biased. They should be able to tell the truth and not favor the government of the day, because the whole process has been flawed. We have seen some fake ballot papers and ballot boxes, fake documentary being thrashed around. We have seen excessive use of force.
He warned the country's peace and stability could be at risk. Chadema, widely seen as giving the ruling CCM party the toughest challenge since independence. This is VOA News. In Central African Republic, at least six people killed in separate sectarian incidents. Three members of the Union for Peace, a faction of the Muslim Salika Alliance, were abducted by unknown gunmen Monday in the capital Bangui and killed. They reportedly were on their way to take part in conflict resolution talks. Later that day, three people identified as Christians were abducted in a Muslim enclave in the city and killed in an apparent revenge attack. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the airstrikes that hit a hospital in Yemen. He called for a prompt and impartial investigation. It occurred in North Yemen's Sada province. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders said Tuesday the Saudi-led airstrikes hit its hospital, but there were no serious casualties. Megudich Terzian is the group's president.
99% of the compound is destroyed now. So it was a miracle for me that we didn't have any victims, despite the fact that all the staff were in the hospital and they were considering that the hospital is a safe place to stay during the night. So it was not the case, unfortunately.
Sada province, site of the airstrikes, is controlled by Iranian-backed Shia Houthi forces. A Saudi-led coalition has been conducting airstrikes in Yemen since late March, targeting the Houthis, who had forced President Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi to flee the country. European Council President Donald Tusk had a dire warning Tuesday about the unfolding migrant refugee crisis facing Europe. He spoke to the parliament in Strasbourg.
I have no doubt that this challenge has the potential to change the European Union we have built. It has the potential even to destroy achievements such as border-free travel between Schengen countries. And what is even more dangerous, it has the potential to create tectonic changes in the European political landscape.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees announced more than 700,000 have arrived in Europe so far this year, fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. A U.S. defense official says it's likely the U.S. Navy will make more patrols near islands claimed by China and other countries in the South China Sea. The guided missile destroyer USS Lawson Tuesday passed to within 12 nautical miles of a small reef China has been expanding into a larger island through large-scale dredging. China denounced the U.S. patrol, declaring it was dangerous brinkmanship in waters that carry half the entire world's cargo. In Ivory Coast, Reuters reports President Alassane Ouattara has taken a commanding lead in results so far from Sunday's election. The Election Commission says he's captured between 85 and 99% of votes tallied in six of the country's 31 regions in his bid for a second five-year term. Several opposition candidates have alleged fraud, but observers so far have given the ballot a clean bill of health. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.